This is Jennifer reporting for Citizen Really. I'm here with Bill Grant, one of the local councillors, who I just heard him talking about his amazing journey this morning. He's been travelling more than us. Bill, could you tell us a little bit where you've been this morning?
Well, I was at an early starter. I was in Ballantrae, gosh, around 6:05 this morning, having went beyond Ballantrae to the Cairn Ryan Terminal because it was extremely early, and I followed the torch from Ballantrae, and I've had a wonderful experience this morning. Well worth getting up for.
Have you spoken to anyone? I mean, have you spoken to anyone interesting? What's happened? What's the buzz like?
Well, I think everybody's interesting, but it's interesting to note I spoke to both Germans and American tourists at Turnberry who were applauding the torch, really. They were fascinated by it. I can only but assume they were there on a golfing holiday, and I thought they seen the United Kingdom, Scotland and South Ayrshire at its very, very best.
I'm very happy it's not raining anymore. So did you watch the torch last night in the news?
Yes, I've been sort of following it, not constantly, but I think it's a great thing for the United Kingdom. It's a great thing for Scotland, and we're privileged in South Ayrshire to have, I think, 8 stops as it passes through our authority. And
really?
It's been wonderful.
And are you going to be following it from now on?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, and until she leaves here, and I think she makes her way to Kilmarnock.
Is that as far as you go in Kilmarnock?
Well, no, I'm just stopping it here, and as I say, it moves on to East Ayrshire and Kilmarnock, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it equally as much as we've done. And I've seen kiddies and prams, the grandmothers, grandparents, and everybody had a big smile, flags waving. I think South Ayrshire has had a wonderful morning.
And I think the sun's about to come out, actually. You're getting a little bit through the sky, so let's hope that the torch is about to come.
Indeed. And can I take the opportunity just to thank the many, many staff from many places, but particularly council staff, who have put a lot of time and a lot of effort. And it's wrong to maybe name somebody, but I'm going to name a lady called Claire Monaghan, who's put a lot of time and effort into the event, working with the London-based team, and it's been great.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Bill, for talking to me.